Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The time has come to... bom, bom, bom. What's it called? Gavascon, that song.
I don't know. Galvanize. Ah, yes.
Yeah, I know. I knew it was called Galvanize.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bit of fun there. It's a bit of pre-show fun, just to really warm up the fun. Make everyone feel like we're all having fun. Hello, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like. Truth is, we read out every single one we get sent in, and only one can be taken to the next stage, where the winner will be allowed to be screened in a park to an audience of six socially distant audience members. I've said audience there twice. That's bad writing. Move on. Which is more people than saw the 2011 Danny Dyer film Run For Your Wife. Danny Dyer, almost a decade ahead of his time by making a film that encouraged social distancing like that in the cinemas. I'm Joel, a man who puts the ace in. I love this new definitely not concerning test and trace app. And across from me is John Harris, a man who tentatively took his first steps outside this morning, only to be bundled into a van and driven to the Natural History Museum for testing because his communication skills had devolved so much that they believed him to be a Neanderthal man once trapped in the ice and recently thawed. Hello, John.
Hello from the other side.
Is that what you... When testing began, you'd prove that you weren't Neanderthal by singing the hits of Adele?
Yeah. Is she dead in that song?
Good. Oh, my God.
I think she's dead in that song. No one talks about...
She's a ghost.
Yeah. I think she's a ghost in that. More people should talk about the fact that in Adele's album 25?
It's a concept album.
She's a ghost.
She's a ghost the whole way through.
Yeah.
Someone like you.
Rolling in the deep.
Hang on.
Rivers of Hades.
Yep.
River of Styx.
Yeah.
Someone like you. I'll find someone like you here in heaven.
In the afterlife. Yes. Good. Don't know much of the other... Don't know too much of the track listing of that song, but...
Rumour has it, I'm dead.
when we were young and I was still alive. Wow.
Listen to it again, guys. Listen to it again and you'll realise she was dead the whole time.
I like our pivot to pop-based conspiracy theories.
That'll be the name of the episode, won't it? Because last one was like...
Adele is dead. We're just desperate for clickbait titles, but we don't give a fuck about the content of this anymore. As long as we say something that we can fashion into a title that people will click on, we don't give a shit. We finally caught up with the internet 10 years later.
Oh.
Adele is dead. John does the uploading of this podcast, and if he doesn't call it Adele is dead, know that he's a coward.
What about this movie idea from Jack, The Social Distance with Eisenberg as Cummings?
Oh, wow. Have we seen him bald? Was he bald when he did Lex Luthor?
Yeah, at the end. Just at the end, I think.
Yeah. So there you go. And also, that seems like a pretty natural progression to me. One supervillain to the next.
But isn't it mean to, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch has got a line of work playing Cummings. Why is he...
He won't do it again, will he?
I don't know.
You'd be mad. What, to reprise that role? You'd be absolutely mad.
It'd be mad if they managed to get Jesse Eisenberg in to play UK
government
advisor.
Maybe the news just hasn't, you know, maybe in the US they're not really as aware. I mean, from what I read, they've got their own things to be dealing with.
Fucking hell.
So maybe there's not really like Dominic Cummings cut through. And so they could, you know, a clever little production company could probably pitch it as the tale of the underdog. 81% of the public were against him, but he stayed strong.
Oh, I never thought of
Everyone thought he was wrong. Yeah.
That's really fun.
The fucking shyster.
The press conference in the garden, that would be nice and cinematic. I think there's a lot we can do with that.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Yeah. The big sound.
Yeah. What happened? Right. Just in case anyone...
My brain.
Anyone internationally is not up to date with it, the main political advisor for Boris pretty much broke lockdown, although he technically didn't, although he definitely did. And then he had to go do a press conference about it in the garden of 10 Downing Street whilst someone was playing they'd got a bagpipe and they'd put it through some distortion pedals. Like it was going through some like Marshall amps just behind him.
It was so weird. And I don't know if this is lockdown or I'm going more mad, but I feel like my brain's slowly becoming more open to mad theories on the internet because I'm reading them more, that I thought, someone doing this on purpose? When really, obviously they're not. How would you organise that? I was thinking, But then I thought, which side would be doing that on purpose? It's so weird. It doesn't benefit anyone because it was clearly distracting him. And if you were pro Cummings, why would you make it? Because it was just putting him off. It's not like the noise is going to be so loud that it's going to end the press conference and no one will ever ask for the press conference again. And if you're against him, we're just drowning out what he can say. I sort of realised that it's probably just some bloke doing some construction work or something, as opposed to like the worst way to bring down a press conference known to man.
Yeah, I like the
idea. What we'll do is we'll go 100 yards away and make this noise. And that'll probably bring down the government.
And no one will ever question him ever again.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What about this one from Mark? Donald Darko.
Oh, God.
Speaking of political advisors, Donald Trump is being advised by a giant, terrifying rabbit.
Next film idea. I mean, right, so far, you said that your lockdown has made you more prone to believing conspiracy theories. And so far, we've decided that Adele is dead and that Donald Trump is being advised by a giant rabbit.
Look, I think it makes more sense than him actually thinking all these things and behaving in these ways. If he's threatened by a giant, terrifying rabbit.
So is the rabbit real or is it in Trump's head?
I've only seen Donnie Darko once and I pretended to understand it a lot more than I definitely did at the time. I watched it, I was like 13, sort of in a room of friends sagely going, I'll say. Yeah, some of those points. What about the, yeah. All of us just pretending we got it. God, yeah. When all of us were secretly thinking, who's that scary rabbit? what's his vibe? Well, no, you never really find out more about that guy. So yeah, so my reading of it is that of a 13-year-old boy.
All right.
As is almost everything else.
Yeah, I mean, when I asked you, is the rabbit real? I didn't mean in the film Donnie Darko. I mean, in this version, in Donald Darko.
What about the one stood just behind me at the moment?
He's real.
Okay, cool.
I mean...
Yeah, so it's in his head, maybe.
Yeah, and then that gets him...
Can you call this episode, Adele is dead, Donald Trump is being advised by a giant rabbit?
We'll come up with some other...
No, because that sounds like the rabbit's advising him that Adele is dead. Adele is dead, Trump is advised by a giant, terrifying rabbit. You know what? That headline would last 4 minutes in the current news cycle. Yeah. Wouldn't it? That story would come and go. Everyone would go, what? What? And that'd be it.
Right, well, I think we've got enough juice out of Donald Darko. Let's move on to even more political stuff. What about this one from Stu, friend of the show? Godzilla, a giant scouse woman, causes a Laura damage across Tokyo before stopping other giant TV show hosts from destroying it altogether.
Wow, so it is still Tokyo-based and she doesn't come out of the Mersey. That's interesting. Yeah, okay, I'm into it. Who are the other giant TV hosts you would come up against?
Well, so Scylla's obviously a British legend of TV. So should we, do we face her up against Oprah or Ellen? Is that the kind of...
Oh, really?
To be go international with it.
Okay.
All yeah, of the... I'm up for...
There is like a Godzilla thing where it's like a three-headed dragon, right?
Don't know, mate.
I think there is, right? That is Jimmy, and James Corden.
Poor old Colbert.
Yeah, it was mostly because they all have like Jimmy names. It was
the three J's.
Yeah.
No, you made your feeling. You've really tied your colours to the mast for your favourite late night host there.
I'd say Colbert is the one that he's the scientist trying to stop it all.
Oh, good, very good. Is it a giant Cilla Black or is it like a giant lizard with the head of Cilla Black that breathes fire? Does Godzilla breathe fire? Tweet us.
I think Godzilla's more lasers based.
Lasers based.
Yeah, I think lasers come out of his mouth.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think it should be like a British classic host, like your Les Dennis, as was so harshly critiqued in last week's episode?
Oh yeah, that was a bit too much from Muscles Tom actually. Yes, and like I'm thinking Matthew Kelly.
Great shout. So Godzilla comes in, destroys Tokyo, and then a bigger monster comes, and then Godzilla destroys the bigger monster and goes into the sea.
Yeah.
And it's all a metaphor for nuclear war and stuff because of fears of radiation and stuff. So
I think it's all of your prominent quiz show hosts and light entertainment show hosts in the UK. They're all giant versions of themselves, apart from Richard Osman, who's just his usual height. And they have a great big fight. And eventually they're all destroyed by, I don't know, Andrew Marr.
Also, a giant Anton Decker like 6 foot.
Yeah.
On the subject
good of, stuff
on the subject of Cilla Black, did you see that video that went viral like a couple of weeks ago about her snack that she used to eat?
No.
So when she was hungry, and apparently she still did it late into her life, when she was hungry, one of her favorite snacks was an OXO cube ground onto an orange.
What?
She liked a bit of sweet, a bit of savoury. She put an OXO cube and ground it onto an orange that was cut in half. Like a beefy half-time orange.
No, that's like that's like some sort of Blitz Britain era story that's made up to make us feel like, God, they were brave souls. There's no way. How does she think about that?
She doesn't.
And also, how's the orange presented? Is it like is it in wedges?
Yeah.
Surely it's not just like, okay.
No, she's
not. I'm saying okay, like that's all right. Okay. Yeah.
And apparently one time she did it on Good Friday and she forgot that OXO has meat in it. So
what do you mean?
So she went to the priest to confess.
No, that is absolute bullshit.
I'll send you the video. It's amazing.
Well, she went to a priest. She said to the priest, "I've just ground up some OXO onto an orange," and he said, "That's a sin any day of the year." Yeah. You're going straight to hell.
Yeah, and then she did a 10 Hail Marys. What about this idea from Alex? 11 Everly. 11 Everly. It's one that looks better written down. It's the sequel to Tenet.
Oh, good.
So we've done some Tenet stuff before, and so I was doing some research to find out if we could do anything else with the film Tenet, because we don't. It's a Christopher Nolan film. We don't know much about it, right? And
yeah.
So I was Googling it, and you know in Google it says, people also ask. And the top one is, what is Tenet based on? Perfectly fine, legitimate question. The second is Tenet a Batman? Is Tenet a Batman? It's been 8 years since Christopher Nolan did a Batman film. Is Tenet a Batman? Also,
yeah, but I've Googled that 100 times and I can't find out.
Also, it's not is Tenet a Batman film. It's is Tenet a Batman. Dear Google, who is Mr. Tenet and are they a Batman?
It's David Tennant. And there were rumours before Patterson got the job that he was going to be Batman. So I think it's fair. I think it's actually pretty fair.
The weird thing is, then I found some articles saying that it might be in some way related to Inception. So after all that,
is Tenet an Inception?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, and the end of Tenet, Cillian Murphy wakes up and he's on the aeroplane in Inception.
Good. That would be great. And Batman, and it's the plane that Bane's on in the final Batman film, Nolan Batman film.
You just slowly work could your be. Way back through all of Christopher Nolan's filmography, all in one scene. I could buy that.
I could get into that as well.
Just to say, listener, we don't want nine in or whatever the prequel would be. Just we're done with that now.
Also, here's an exciting throw ahead. My film idea is based on a Christopher Nolan film this week.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What about this one from Tom, friend of the show Tom? Erin Brockovich. A witch poisons the water supply in her local town.
Oh. Is she a lawyer? Is that... No, what's Erin Brockovich? No, I'm thinking of Ally McBeal, sorry.
You're always getting those two mixed up. Erin Brockovich is a film. Julia Roberts campaigns about the water supply being poisoned, I think.
Ah.
She finds out, you know, a company's got a pipe and the pipe's making the water bad.
But in this one, she's investigating a witch that's making the water bad.
Yeah, that's better, isn't it?
What's happening? Are they...
It's better if it's a witch. I think that about so many films.
And so what's happening to the people? I assume they're ridiculous fantastical ailments, like they suddenly have the legs of goat.
Yep.
Turning into frogs. Like...
Yeah, that is good. I hadn't thought about that.
And she's investigating.
I wonder how long it would be. If a witch poisoned the water supply and you didn't know about it... This is good. This is sounding like a philosophy essay question. How long would it be, do you think, before people started to figure out it was the water supply?
So random things started happening to people.
So you don't... Yeah, exactly. People start turning into frogs. What? I don't know what you'd go to first, really.
It's got to be like... It's,
you know.
Is it like all the posh people who aren't drinking tap water, it isn't affecting? So then
you have
to like...
That's very clever. Well done, John. That's very clever. That's like American Psycho. He doesn't drink tap water, does he?
Does he not? Very nice.
No, there's a big bit in the book about how he only drinks Evian from glass bottles as well because he's worried about the plastic and the water. I don't know.
Truth be told, I'm never the person who's spending the money to do that, but like water from a glass bottle that's just been opened is generally very nice.
You heard it here first.
Great chat.
Yeah, that's good. So all the bottled water drinkers in town aren't frogs.
Do they? It's like a Disney animation style as well. So that when they're frogs, they can talk and stuff.
And it's about then it's actually pretty deep messaging there about class divides and stuff.
We knew it.
The rich get richer, the poor get frogger.
Very nice. I like also the idea that there's like, I don't know why, but there's like TV tell-alls where like people are telling their story about what happened, but they want to keep their identity secret. So it's a tiny little silhouette of a frog just with its voice blurred out.
This frog is being voiced by an actor. Ribbit.
What about this one from Lizzie? Bye, Tonya.
Okay.
Right.
B-Y-E?
Yeah. Or, no. Yeah,
or are there two Tonyas?
No. It's goodbye. I think the problem with this one is that You could just take any word that rhymes. Hi, Tonya. Why, Tonya?
Yep. Ooh. Or we're gonna start pitching by robot. Will Smith says goodbye to lots of robots.
Would watch it.
Okay,
what about like Pie Tonya? Like Tonya Harding breaks the leg of a competitor in a pie eating contest. That's not bad.
American Pie Tonya.
Sexy frat ice skating.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, there's been so many American Pie sequels that must have happened in there somewhere.
Yeah, we probably just haven't seen it.
There'll be ice skating in an American Pie film.
And it's always the dad. He always shows up. None of the rest of the cast, but the dad.
Oh, that guy. With his eye, the eyebrow guy.
One of the greatest eyebrows in Hollywood, I think.
I want to say Elliot. No, I just wanted to say Elliot. It's got nothing to do with the man who turns up in... No, I've Googled Elliot eyebrows and all I'm getting is a health and beauty clinic in Canada, so it's not him. Yeah, by Tonya. It's post-retirement. Have you seen I, Tonya?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
It didn't really seem to make an impression at the time, but I thought it was good. And Margot Robbie and Sebastian Stan are both really, really excellent in it.
Yeah, and the mum.
Yes.
I'm so bad with names. Honestly, my brain.
Of course, and she was like completely... She was nominated Oscar-nominated. For awards and stuff. Yeah, so apologies.
Yeah, she's right. Amazing in it. Oh, what's her name? I'm going mad. Alison Janney. Like, I really like Alison Janney and her name then. God, I just went... Oh, my God.
John,
cut all this out. No, don't. Put it in here four times so I can get better at remembering things.
It's like punishment.
John.
Yes.
Before I forget, should we do our own ideas?
Yes. My one is...
Hey, here's mine.
You always go first. Batman and...
Do I?
Yeah, Batman and Robin Williams.
Good. Yes. I'm up for him being Batman's sidekick.
I think...
100%. Improvising fun lines.
Yeah, and I think it would be... I'm thinking like... him against the Jim Carrey Riddler, so we're dealing with like such incredible levels of zany, and you've just got whoever's Batman at the time just kind of stood in the corner just minding his own business.
Batman and Robin Williams : the zaniest film ever made.
Yeah, and they go back to the 1960s style where, you know, when they punch it's like whoa zap.
They get Zane Lowe to voice all of the TV ads, and he by Deepole changes his name to Zane High for 6 months. Entire marketing spend goes on changing his name to Zane High,
and he like does a voice that's nothing like his actual voice because he has to be zany.
Yeah exactly, because he's gone Zane High because
he does a bit of helium.
He had such low levels of zane,
he does a bit of helium before every read.
I'm into it. I don't think we need to talk any more about it. You haven't got a plot, have you? Hey, here's
A witch is poisoning the water supply of Gotham and turning everyone into frogs.
All right, I'm back. Here's mine. Me Mentos. A kid. Wait for this. He does the Mentos and Coke experiment and the lid flies off and hits him in the head and he forgets everything and he has to piece together his life.
I thought it was going to be like a northerner wondering where he put his mints.
Mementos.
Oh dear. Well,
pretty pleased when I thought of that.
That's great.
Yeah, so he does the classic internet experiment where you put Mentos in Coke. Why do people still need to figure out if that's what's going to happen? We must be like 15 years into Mentos and Coke explosions and people are still going, but really, is that really what happened when you put Mentos in Coke? Yes, definitively yes. This kid's like, I don't believe it, you know. I've seen these videos on the internet. I've never seen it in the flesh.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, exactly. He thinks that they're all paid actors for like Pepsi and Treble. And he does it. Lid flies off, hits him in the head, spends a short amount of time in a coma, and then comes back and has to piece together the fragments of his life. It's actually pretty harrowing after the hilarious Coke and Mentos scene.
And it leads him on a journey that will end with him taking a flight with Bane and Cillian Murphy.
Yes! What a lovely loot! Oh, look at that. That's professional podcasting right there. Hey, John, it's been a pleasure as always.
Thank you, mate.
Do subscribe to the podcast. Do like the podcast. Not, don't, as it, just like it. Enjoy, as in enjoy it and love it and just have a good time with it. Keep tuning in.
Send us some ideas.
Never stop tuning in. Send us some film ideas. Always forget to say that. Yep. When it comes to the day before and I think, oh, there's no fucking film ideas. Send us film ideas. We appreciate it when you do. And we'll see you next week or after this bit of music. Good fun, that.
That was fun.
Started political, ended immense. Absolutely. Which is like any good dinner. You know when you go out for dinner? Often starters come out, I do all the political chat then, and by the end, everyone's friends and we're having those lovely mints that come with the bill. Says a lot about life.
Absolutely. Hey,
life starts with politics and it ends with mints.
Hey, Joe, you put out a gauntlet last week to get some people to tell us, one, an actor who you back regardless of their filmography, and two, a film that they would be scared to show their partner.
I did. What did people say?
So Lem says, one, Denzel Washington, which I don't think he's got a patchy filmography.
Yeah, Lem, you can't. That's like saying Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, and then to any...
You can't just back one of the greats.
And then to any anime movie, which I think is a fair point. You don't. I can understand that being quite daunting.
Yeah, there's connotations with anime, aren't there? Wrongfully so, but it is scary.
So two people. So Jack and Lizzie said Adam Sandler. Jack says, I hate most of his films, but Punch Drunk Love is a masterclass, as are Uncut Gems and the Mayor Witch stories. He's basically saying he's pretentious.
Yeah, I get that. I get that feeling. You know, we all secretly love Mr. Deeds.
Little Nicky. No, I don't know. I remember thinking when I was like 12, Little Nicky was hilarious, but I'd imagine watching it now, well, it's so sad.
Yeah, the problem with that period of Adam Sandler is I don't know which ones are the good ones and which ones are the bad ones anymore, because I just watched them all at the time they came out and never again.
Yeah.
I've got absolutely no concept of whether Little Nicky's the good one or Big Daddy is. I've got no idea.
Lizzie also says that her answer to number two, the thing she's scared to show, is Grown Ups 2 because Sandler is her partner. So that was, she was setting up a joke and I've totally destroyed it by putting it in with another thing. So, yeah. Daryl says Arnold Schwarzenegger and The Rock. Fair play. And number two is The Room. He's scared to show his partner that in case she doesn't find it funny. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, terrifying.
It is funny. And finally, Kira says Eddie Murphy for one. I think he's on an upwards trajectory at the minute. So,
yep. But it's been a roller coaster with old Eddie.
Yeah, that's the thing. He'll do a Dreamgirls and then he'll do Norbit.
Daddy Daycare. Yeah.
And then two, I mean, this one is intense. Irreversible or any Gaspinot film, which, yeah, I think she has a right to be worried to show anyone those films.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
When's the mood right for that?
Oh, I really fancy a Gaspinot film tonight, you know? So, yeah.
Thanks very much. Anything else to report, John?
Have you been watching or consuming anything of note? How was Big Little Fires? How's the space one?
Big Little Fires everywhere. I really, really enjoyed.
Great.
I thought it was really good. Everyone in it is great, including all the kids. Like, all of the kids are really good. Four of them? That's quite rare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our kid actors getting better. There you go. There's my call out. I really enjoyed that. I watched the first episode of Space Force and... I didn't laugh, but I'm going to watch more of it. And then I saw someone tweeting like Greg Daniels and first seasons, and or Greg Daniels and dodgy first seasons and the handshaking meme. But it's just like, wow.
Yeah, that is true.
Can you get by? Is that allowed? Who knows?
I don't know. Like, yeah, it's a weird one because it's the same. It's the US Office and Parks and Recreation are both shows that I've been recommended multiple times to watch. And they always say, just put up with the first series, which I always think is like,
yeah,
what those are hours of my life that I just have to put up with.
Exactly. I never understand that argument. Oh, you know, it takes 20 episodes to get into. Well, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
With all of that said, I'm going to stick it out.
And then you'll be like, by the end of it, you'll be telling me you have to watch it because the last episode was quite good.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm like 10 years behind or whatever, but because it came out on Switch, I started playing Bioshock, which, spoiler, is a very good video game.
Yeah.
And then me and my girlfriend, we're watching McMillions.
So are we.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's really fun. When you start making a documentary series... And there's just that many characters in it. You must think, oh, this is just the best.
Yeah.
Everyone's like a larger than life character.
Yeah, I mean, the second...
Everyone.
The second, that Doug guy who's like, he's part of the FBI, but he's also kind of like the friendliest frat boy you've ever seen. Like, he's...
Yeah, he's, I know, it's so weird. He's so, like, this guy, this isn't what I imagine the FBI to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's brilliant.
It just
yeah.
seems like everyone at the FBI just couldn't believe their luck that this was the case they were working on.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun.
So yeah, it's... Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, so I've been really enjoying that. And then I listened to a podcast that came out late last year because I've been listening to loads of like investigative journalism ones of late, but I'm out of fresh ones. So I put a tweet out and someone suggested I check out Hunting Warhead, and it's really good, but it's incredibly intense because it's about how people catch paedophiles. So like it's really intense, but it is a really good listen.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool. I might give that a listen.
That is a bad note to leave a podcast on.
Which we'd never do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.